Last question. How do you know for sure that you're one of these elect from before the world was created? How do you know for sure that you're in the book? Can you know that on earth? About 100 years ago, about 115 years ago, a church with about 6,000 people before microphones was meeting. And I want to read to you what the pastor of that church read. His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And when he was preaching on the election of God, he said this: many people want to know their election before they look to Christ. You know, unsaved people, they say, well, am I elect or not? And they've never looked to Christ. They mock this view. But they cannot learn it. Election is only discovered by looking unto Jesus, Spurgeon said. Now listen, look to Jesus, believe on him, and you shall make proof of your election directly. For as surely as you believe in Christ, you are elect. If you will give yourself wholly up to Christ, if you will trust him, then you are one of God's chosen ones. Go to Jesus just as you are. Go straight to Christ. Hide in his wounds, and you shall know your election. You want to know who's elect? Preach the gospel. They'll respond. You want to know who's elect? Point them to Christ. Lead them to the Savior. They will respond. God says, my sheep hear my voice. Those that have ears will hear. We don't know who they are. We can't pull up their shirt and see a big E stamped on them somewhere. We cannot know. So what we do is we go to every living creature. And we share the news that God himself came in human flesh as God the Son. He died in their place. He offers them a free salvation. Would you like to have your sins forgiven? If they respond and embrace the Savior, then they are his chosen ones. Spurgeon concluded, Jesus Christ was at the everlasting council. He can tell whether you were chosen or not, but you cannot find out in any other way. Put your trust in him. There will be no doubt about his having chosen you when you choose him. Now that is the highest form of Calvinism there is, because Spurgeon was as Calvinistic as you can get. And yet that is exactly what every one of us believes, that if we preach Christ and if people come to Christ, he will never cast them out, he promised. Well, can I give you a practical illustration? What does being in the Book of Life do? It totally changes our life. And I want to read to you a letter from someone who knew they were written in the Book of Life. And turn with me back to Revelation 22:1. And as you're looking at 22:1 at heaven, I want to read to you about someone who was thinking of heaven just before they died. And they wrote this letter just a few days before they died. Next Sunday, this is a letter to a radio preacher, Charles Fuller, who used to preach in 1953. He got this letter from his radio ministry, and it's been recorded for us to use. But one of his listeners wrote this letter to him 46 years ago, just before they died. Next Sunday, you, Dr. Fuller, are going to talk about heaven. And I'm quite interested in that land because I have held a clear title to a bit of property up there for over 55 years. I did not buy it. It was given to me without money, without price. But the donor purchased it for me at tremendous sacrifice. I am not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable and it is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending materials out of which the great architect and builder of the universe has been building a home for me, a home which will never need to be remodeled or repaired. It will suit me perfectly and individually. It will never grow old. Termites will never undermine its foundations, for it rests on the Rock of Ages. Fire cannot destroy it. Floods will not wash it away. It will have no locks or bolts on its doors, for no vicious person will enter that land where my dwelling stands. It's now almost completed and almost ready for me to enter in and abide in peace eternally without fear of ever being ejected. There is a valley of deep shadows between the place where I live in California and that to which I shall journey shortly. It cannot reach my home in that city of gold without passing through that dark valley of shadows. But I'm not afraid, because the best friend I've ever had went through that same valley long ago, and he drove away all of its gloom. He has stuck by me through thick and thin since we first became acquainted 55 years ago, and I hold his promise in printed form that He will never leave me nor forsake me. I'll never be alone. He will be with me as I walk through the valley of the shadows, and I will not lose my way when He is with me. That's the confident hope we can have. Well, we know that our name is written in the book of life. How did it get written in there? God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. How do we make sure we're written in there? For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.